If I may ask, Alderwoman, just to make sure, if everyone turned to page 282. So about seven lines or so down under Highway Department, it lists trees replacement, 16,000, and it's got...
Okay.
So second item under Highway Department lists trees replacement, and it's listed as funding for 16,000, but it notes that there's contingent on identifying funding.
And we just did. We identified okay. 5,000.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that that's where you're altering it. So we would modify this page, either breaking that out into two numbers or clarifying the footnote that only 11,000 of it is contingent upon additional funding.
I also think we should actually fund that a little more, because if there's one thing, I think every one of us up here in the district are get calls upon or desires for is more street trees because of all the ones that were removed for the Emerald Ash Borer. I'm very disappointed that this item isn't getting funded because that is a really highly requested automatic funding need. And so I would be interested in seeing what other funds you could get to get closer for that 11,000 for that item. So I stopped getting calls on why can't I get a tree.
The remaining 11, we anticipate the funding will come from sufficient landfill siting revenues if those revenues are showing up. That's how the fund is set up. So we believe those revenues will come, but we built that footnote as contingency because that accelerated revenue stream hasn't actually happened yet. We have a high level of confidence that it will. So I do expect that they will be able to, before the end of the year, expend that full 16,000. It just won't be a spring expenditure. The 5,000 they can do at whatever point the grant allows. The remaining 11, at some point next year, Paul and I will be coming back to Finance Committee and to the council and saying, hey, here's where the revenue stream is from the landfill. We now have this increased level of confidence that we're going to get here, and we'll figure out which of those pieces can be released as they can be released.
Yeah, and what will be the push in the argument to try to get it over into that particular category at that point? I mean, it'll be another...
Well, Alderman, they're designated in the budget as they got double ampersands. So.
Right, and so do other projects, though.
Definitely. I guess I'm sure you'll keep it on the back burner to bring it to our attention. I mean, and you sit on finance, so you'll be able to see if the landfill siting fees are coming in.
My concern is we seem to have particular members on the council that don't think we need to fund the street tree budget because we're going to take an ordinance that allows mitigation and start funding the street tree program. That is not what our ordinance was meant for, and I don't want it to see it go that way, and I think this is something that our constituents want. For one thing, we have a split community on what we're going to do with our resource issues, 50-50 or somewhere around there. And then we have a high demand for street trees. And so, you know, to me, it's really not right to cut one out and to compromise another one. So, and... people in this community don't even know that we're kind of headed down that path right now.
So. Sure. I understand, since we've had a rather lengthy conversation in regards to the proper form of mitigation on large projects. So I'll work with you to make sure right. that gets done. Anything else, Alderwoman?
Well, I'm hoping everybody is looking for the projects they want done in their district because now's the opportunity in the capital improvement projects.
Well, you've got on 279, you've got the capital outlays Do you guys want to look at 279?
Before we move, point of information. So I thought it, I'm not sure we had...
We didn't vote yet.
...clarify the motion or a second yet, so it would be... On the trees?
There was Alderman Nelson seconded it. Any further discussion? If completed, all in favor?
Aye. I have a discussion.
Alderman Barber.
I guess I don't understand why you don't think the 16 will materialize and why we have to do this as a chip. I mean, it says there's 16 there, and it just kind of gives you an asterisk in the end, but I don't see why you don't feel it's going to happen.
Well, it says it's contingent on funding. So some other funding comes in, land revenue, and then there's all kinds of people reaching out for, we need it here, we need it there. I mean, I know the police department has some things that they would like to have funded. They're, different items that could go to. And so is this going to take the bottom of the barrel again? Every time my constituents ask for why can't I get a tree, I have to tell them there's no funding. And this is, we fund so many larger things, and yet this little simple thing that would make a big difference in our community and for our residents, we can't seem to come up with $11,000. I mean, we give more than that to the senior program. And this is this is important for the look of our community. And it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Mark.
Two things. I guess I'll point out, the mayor had mentioned at a previous meeting that he wasn't putting money in for trees, and it's clear that this budget does, plus 2,000 additional for park trees, I think. So it just does say he wanted to make sure that the money showed up when it was in the bank, but we expect that it will be. We think we're conservative with that number, and we fully expect that those resources will be there. But another reason for wanting to do what Alderwoman Wilhelm has suggested is it does delay when he could begin spending that, whereas breaking it out and doing it as 5 and 11 because the grant is there would enable him, assuming it's within the authority of the grant, to spend things early and get some spring trees instead of just fall trees, for example. So that's a benefit of doing it that way because it makes it available as soon as the grant funding becomes available, not necessarily having to wait until the revenue stream from the landfill has proven itself.
Also, Alderman, the way this has been included in the budget on page 287, the tree budget in the highway department is listed as contingency, so the council retains control over the expenditure of that money. The department head can't use that money until the council authorizes its movement from the contingency budget to the regular tree budget. And that's also true for the parks department. So that double asterisk that you noticed earlier caused that $16,000 to be in an appropriation that the department head can't access until after the common council releases it.
So her motion would then let $5,000 be where they could access it. Right.
Free up the grant.
It would provide additional revenue to this budget of $5,000 by way of grant revenue and free up $5,000 of tree expenditures from contingency and move it into a line item that the department head can access. That's the impact of the motion that's been made.
And you understand where these contingency funds are coming from is from the approved... the approval that the landfill received to expand their tipping, the allowance of growth into the landfill. So we're going to be receiving additional funds from that. We just don't know when it's going to come in. So it'll be spread out. Winter months, the first quarter, who knows when they're going to expand and increase the number of loads that they're going to have into the landfill. Okay. But it's believed, according to staff and according to talking to them, that it's going to happen sometime during 2019. Okay?
Yes. Just staff's understanding, since we're just moving the line item and separating it, making $5,000 of it not contingent, if then the $16,000 in entire landfill money does show up, the fund balance will just have an extra $5,000 left in it, because $5,000 of the funding came from the grant, $11,000 was used, we would still have five. I didn't understand the motion to mean add an additional revenue and additional expense, creating it to $21,000 worth of trees. Yeah,
I thought you were going to separate
break,
it out.
She was separating out the 16 into a line of 5 and a line of 11. Correct?
No,
Paul, can you?
That's what I heard.
The motion, as I enumerated and the alderman agreed with, was to add $5,000 worth of grant revenue to the capital outlay fund. So that adds a revenue and a resource, and to modify the appropriation from $16,000 contingent tree appropriation to an $11,000 contingency tree appropriation and a $5,000 direct tree appropriation. So it added $5,000 to revenues and it freed up $5,000 of the expenditures. And the alderman indicated that's what she indicated as she wanted it, the motion to be.
Which is what Mark said.
No. Mark is only adding $5,000, is modifying the appropriation. He's not adding any revenue to the budget. The alderman's motion was to add revenue to the budget and modify the appropriation from contingency to direct appropriation. That's different.
But you still end up with five, if you get your whole 16 of landfill money, you still end up with a $5,000 higher fund balance.
Yes.
So there's still only $16,000 worth of trees.
Correct.
The way the motion is made.
That's what I seconded. I didn't want to increase it.
No. Okay. Alderwoman Wilhelm would love to, but okay. Is all discussion complete? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The motion passes. 4 in favor, 1 absent. Mm-hmm. Any other questions on capital outlay? Do you, Paul, do you want to bring any other points to us regarding capital outlay, Paul or Mark?
No, the only thing that, you know, we did treat, I mentioned in the budget presentation, we do have some different things happening with contingency in this fund than we have historically done. We have a $50,000 general contingency. We have the restricted contingency, which is just like the one in the general fund we talked about, that $1.9 million. There's $250,000 here. We put some in this fund so that we could maybe avoid having to publish a budget modification if something came up and the expenditure needed to be out of this fund. And then we have something called planned spending pending additional consideration. So it's $100,000 of contingency. Whereas typically contingency is something that's for unplanned. We have $100,000 that we know we're going to spend on some of these items that were not approved. But we want to get further into the year, again, make sure the money's there, but evaluate them a little more clearly. Because there are a lot of things requested that maybe this isn't going to be the year it breaks. And so maybe we didn't want to fund that and have it not really be the thing to go the break or be needed and something else happen. So we decided to put some money in, and there'd be sort of a mid-year evaluation where we can come back and say, we've reevaluated it, and this is where that $100,000 should be used. But we wanted to make sure everyone knew it wasn't like the normal contingency where we're not sure what it's for. We know it's going to be for some of these requested items, and the mayor intends for us to work with department heads as we get more towards the middle of the year and look at the best allocation for them, you know, when we now have. At that point, we'll have 9 months more of information.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Just to be clear, so you'll be amending page 316 with a list of approved projects, correct, for the neighborhood park. So it's not just a budget item, it's a verbal line, correct?
Yeah, that by the prior motion, you mean?
Yeah. And then the other thing was, I wanted to make sure it was clear that I wanted to add a list just like the one on 316 for approved projects that said approved projects in 2018. Because I talked about making sure we have a clear list that shows those project activities in 2018 in an approved project list like this, so it was clearer to residents rather than them having to look at line item budget, you know, figures just for the capital improvement.
So you wanted to add it to page
316? Yeah, I wanted to make it look like this, approved 2018 projects.
Just 2018.
So, but
that's last year's budget.
Right, but they're still in here, and some of them could drop and then have to be reappropriated, and so I wanted that clearly laid out, which was the whole reason why we did the motion for the Ross.
Clearly laying something out and causing confusion to someone who's reading a 2019 budget.
Well, it would have
why
a heading.
Why are we?
It would have a heading for 2018.
If the Liberta council believes that would add clarity to the budget, to for us to add some additional documentation pulling from the 2018 budget document and incorporating some of that in, so someone looking at the 2019 budget would see that. We can add the proper documentation.
Yeah, it's in here, but it's in number lines. So a constituent can't look at this and go, oh, that's, you know, it's kind of like the confusion we had with the neighborhood park. Oh, it's in 2018, but it's really 2019, and it's going to be spent. If it's not spent, then we move it over to 20. Those are the projects that I want clearly identified so we all know what projects have to be done and let before the end of this year.
You want that in the text portions of 316 and 317?
Right. Yeah. You can call it projects expected to be completed, funded in 2018, or whatever you want to call it, but then those should be listed there. It would be helpful.
So these are unapproved, or these are approved projects.
Approved,
but
funded.
Not, and funded, but not completed.
Yes.
Okay.
Only for the capital.
Oh, only for the capital outlay fund?
Yes.
Okay. Or the capital improvement fund?
Capital improvement fund.
Correct. Okay. Oh, Mark, see what you could put together so it's not too confusing.
Is that a tentatively?
I don't have to have a motion on that.
No.
Oh. It doesn't change any numbers. If there's no objection from anybody, we'll work to amend that.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions on 307, the equipment replacement fund? Maybe Mark or Paul just want to talk about the urgency of this fund and how delicate it is and where it goes into the future.
I think we already know that. We read the budget.
We're going to be out of money. Paul, do you just want to add? That's a good question, Alderwoman. Okay, Paul. Starting on 307.
So we'll direct your attention to page 307, which begins the discussion of the Equipment Replacement Fund. The Equipment Replacement Fund is a fund that council established in 1996 to address the needs to replace equipment that is relatively expensive, has a longer life, so that there are sufficient resources to replace the equipment when it comes due, and that you don't need to raise taxes for a year or two to fund those large purchases. Staff has been reminding the Common Council for a number of years that you have underfunded this account, this fund, so we have not been putting in sufficient resources to deal with all of the equipment that comes due for replacement as it comes up. For 2019, the schedule of equipment had $1.9 million worth of equipment that was scheduled for replacement in 2019. Department heads came in and requested $1.4 million worth of equipment. That equipment is detailed on page 309 of your budget book. The mayor has included in his recommended budget $1.1 million worth of equipment to be replaced. That would mean there's something on the order of $800,000 worth of equipment which will fall forward in the very near future, but not 2019. I would point out that the most significant item in this budget is a $675,000 replacement for Engine 2 in the fire department. And I would point out that this fund is going to be using rather significant amounts of landfill siting revenue, so that would occur later in the year. I've had conversations with the fire chief in that he will likely request the approval to place the order for the equipment earlier in the year, but that the equipment wouldn't arrive until later in the year when we have a much better visibility on the landfill siting revenue. I would point out that on page 307, the write-up indicates that in 2020, the fund has $2.1 million worth of equipment that's scheduled for replacement. If you add the $800,000 worth of equipment that was scheduled in 2019 that is not going to be replaced, that'll be nearly $3 million worth of equipment to be replaced in 2020. The fund will have only a $2 million balance at the end of 2019. So it's likely if the Common Council decides to proceed with that equipment, an alternate form of resource is going to be required, and staff would probably be looking at an additional borrowing in 2020 to deal with that.
And you also know that we've got a borrowing schedule of $2 million every other year. But this is over and above that.
This would be in an unscheduled borrowing.
Yeah, let's talk about debt.
You want to talk about debt?
Yeah, I want to talk about debt.
Paul, do you want to go to the
debt
service page and...
Then I would direct the Common Council's attention to page 351. As the alderman from the 3rd District has indicated, that's the debt service fund. We have a number of debt service funds in the budget. This is the debt service fund that deals with equipment or purchases that the Common Council makes through the Capital Improvement Fund. So these would be park purchases, public safety items of one type or another, public works projects of a larger nature of one type or another. In 2019, I would direct your attention to page 354, which is the schedule of debt payments on the Capital Improvement Fund. There, the city currently has $6,530,000 worth of debt outstanding. We are requesting $1.3 million worth of tax levy to be implemented next year in 2019 to service that debt. We'd also be using approximately $204,000 worth of impact fees from the fire department, the police department, transportation, and parks to help offset these debt service. I'm sorry, parks is not included in that. The library would have some. And also $35,000 worth of fund balance. And that would then provide the resources for that debt. If you look out into the future, this schedule would indicate that the debt service levy then declines to $800,000 in 2022, even though we're borrowing $2 million in each of the next several years. The borrowing that I just talked about in the Equipment Replacement Fund in 2020 would be an unscheduled borrowing and then would modify this particular schedule. So that deals with the city debt on city projects, but I would then ask the council to direct its attention to page 353. And this schedule provides a summary of all of the city's debt, the top one being the Fund 31, and shows in 2019 the $2.1 million debt borrowing to support the Capital Improvement Fund. It also has a $3.5 million borrowing in TID 3 that would fund the developer's incentive that the Common Council has previously approved. TID 4 has a $5 million borrowing that would provide support for a capital project in TID 4, which is the south end of South 27th Street. And then in TID 5, the city borrowed $23.48 million earlier in 2018, with $10 million of that borrowing required to be refunded by March 1 of 2019. And so you see the $10 million borrowing in early 2019 and the payment of $10 million on that loan in 2019. It's a refinance, if you will, of that note. That brings total borrowings in the city to $20.6 million for various projects. The two utility funds have existing outstanding debt of nearly $20 million. You see that further down on the page. And there are debt payments on that, but there are no new borrowings in the plan for those two funds. I'd entertain any other questions that you might have on this. But it does, this schedule on page 353 takes you out into the future with projected borrowings for projects that may occur in those particular years.
How much have we increased our debt in the last 10 years?
I reviewed the debt situation of the city with the Finance Committee in June of this year. The city took on $25 million of debt in 2012, so that would be 6 years ago for the Ryan Creek Interceptor project. And the city did, by recollection, something approaching $5.5 million in 2016. Part of that was for TID 3 and part of that was for city purposes. We did $1.4 million in 2018 in the fall of 2017 for the 2018 project. So that's been the substantial amount of debt in the last 10 years, totaled up about $30 million.
Your point, Alderwoman?
I'm just seeing us add a lot of debt. I'm not real in favor of debt.
I understand a lot of us are rather frugal and conservative. But let's put the proverbial but in here that as a community, we have a responsibility to our constituents to provide amenities that they are asking of. If we don't grow as a community, and unfortunately the growth of a community is in a TID-based scenario, and unfortunately we have undeveloped areas that we have to put infrastructure in. So if we don't borrow money, how do we fund these projects? I don't think there's any rich person out there that's willing to put...
Well, I have an answer for $25 million for the interceptor. We could have waited and let MMSD put it in.
Well, you're speaking on to most of the people that weren't on. Actually, I can probably say all four of us that are here were not involved in the decision-making at that time. You were, and I know how you voted.
Thank you.
Okay.
well stated.
But we are here today. Mm-hmm. And we can see on that line item that the total city loan balances, I mean, there's other issues that we have to consider here. Is looking at this and looking at the bottom line here, when you go to total you go to total city debt and you see it approaching 74.8 in 2021, that we're going to have to make some decisions from a city in regards to what we're going to do with our limits on borrowing. Okay, so those are decisions. But by no means are we, it's high, yes, but is it something that is jeopardizing the community? Not if we believe that this is all moving in the right direction. And we can see that we make rather substantial principal reductions. So if we can see where we are in 2019 at 57,000 or even prior to 2019 we're at 49.8, by the time we're in 2028 we're back down to 43.8. So that's making an assumption that there's no other growth in the future, which I highly doubt it, because remember the map that they showed us about sustainability? That if we don't put on $80 to $100 million worth of new development. We're not sustaining ourselves. So are we a growing community, or are we going to be a drowning community? Hey, we're aldermen. We've run for these positions. We've got to make those tough decisions. And, yes, is it doing something that you may be uncomfortable in? Guess what? Yes, it is. It's going to be uncomfortable. But we have to look at the large global picture of the community. And it may be against some of our beliefs, but